Shabbos. How are you? How is everybody? And welcome to those that are new and listening to it for the first time. I wanted to share with the Olam a thought based on the fact that we're in the middle of the Seder, which is called the Shiva de Nechanta. The seven parashiyos that are after Tisha B'Av that take us up to Rosh Hashanah, which are called the 7 weeks of Nechama, the 7 weeks of consoling. And we generally look and understand consoling, Chas v'Shalom, if somebody is sitting Shiva, so people come and the Menachem Avol, and the Menachem, the Avelim, they console the Avelim, and the general way we understand Nechama is for it to mean to make the Avelim feel good, to console them, to make them feel good. But the Mashgiach of Lakewood, the Matisyahu Salomon, you should have a Refu Shalema, once explained, I'm not going to elaborate because we don't have the time for that, but he once explained that Nechama is also to be introspective, is to understand, to look at the situation that you're in and to think about it. We know that a great part of Nechama is to try to emulate the milus of the person who passed away. And Nechama includes that as well. Nechama includes to be introspective. So in these parashiyos, which are the parashiyos of Mishneh Torah, which take us all the way up to Rosh Hashanah, there's a lot of messages that there are found in the parashiyos. And I want to share with the Olam one particular message in Parashas Ekev, the Pasuk in Perek Ches, Pasuk Yud Aleph, where the Pasuk says, Yishama Lecham Pen Tishkach Es Hashem Lekecha. Should be careful not to forget Hashem, to make sure that you keep the Torah and the mitzvahs. In the context of this pasuk, the psukim continue to talk about a person who has an abundance of wealth. When a person has abundance of wealth, sometimes he forgets that it comes from Hashem. And he says to himself, it's coming because of my efforts. And he forgets that it's all because of the Siyata Dishmaya from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, there's an interesting pshat from the Ran, and from also one of the Gaonim who counts this pasuk of Hisham Alcha Pen Tishkach as Hashem Lekecha in his Taryag Mitzvahs, in his Minyan Mitzvahs, and he explains it to mean that when a person has good things in this world, he should not pat himself on the back and think that he's getting it because of the Mitzvahs and the Ma'asim Tovim that he does. A person should not do that. A person should not think that he merited it and he deserved it because of his good deeds, because a person should never think that way. Why not? What's wrong with thinking that way? After all, it probably is because of the good deeds that he merited having good things in this world. So Rav Moshe Feinstein, based on the words of the Rambam in Perek Tes Hilchos Teshuva Halacha Aleph, the Rambam says over there that the Rebbeinu Shlomo gives a person Olam Hazeh not as reward for the Torah and the mitzvahs that he does. There is no reward in this world for the Torah and the mitzvahs that a person learns and a person does. It's impossible. There's no such thing. The only reward that's comparable to serving Hashem is Olam Haba. When a person thinks that the reward that he's getting in this world comes because of his mitzvahs, so he's diminishing the value of mitzvahs, and he's diminishing the value of his avodas Hashem. The Gemara tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to reward a rasha in Olam Haba, which is the ultimate reward for the good deeds that he does. So what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is he rewards him in Olam Hazeh. And that way it gets deducted from his reward in Olam Haba. If a person thinks in his mind that what he has in Olam Hazeh is as a reward of his good deeds, of his mitzvahs that he does, then that will deduct from his Olam Haba. How should a person look at what he has in Olam Hazeh, the milus, the benefits that he has, the wealth or the health that he has in Olam Hazeh? So the Rambam explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a person good Olam Hazeh when he feels and he sees that the person with the good Olam Hazeh that he has will do what he's supposed to do to serve Hashem. Because when you have an easier life in Olam Hazeh, so then it's easier for you to serve Hashem. when things are very difficult, in Olam Hazeh, the Gemara talks about a person who lives in abject poverty, how hard it is to keep strong, and other types of challenges that there are. Such a person has a much harder time serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees a person trying very hard through the difficult times and through challenging times and tries to serve Hashem in the proper way, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him a bracha in Olam Hazeh, so it should be easier for him to serve Hashem. But the whole purpose of having good things in Olam Hazeh is not in any way a schar, but rather as the ability to be able to serve Hashem in an easier fashion and to do more mitzvahs. A person is blessed with wealth, then the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu benched him with wealth is to do more mitzvahs with his possessions. If a person doesn't have so much, he can't do so many mitzvahs with his possessions. If a person has a lot, he can. And that's the purpose of Olam Hazeh. And there are really two opposing situations that we have, and both of them make great demands on us. If we have a lot, it's very demanding for us to utilize it properly. And if we don't have a lot, and we're going through difficult times, and every single person has his own personal challenges, familial challenges, it doesn't make a difference. If we're able to overlook those challenges and still pursue Avodas Hashem, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu benches us with more of Olam Hazeh. And that way it becomes easy for us. So how is it possible for a person to be happy and satisfied with whatever he's blessed with? The more he's blessed with, the more of a responsibility he has. How does he know that he's utilizing what he has and doing it to the optimum level that he's capable of doing it? There's no way for a person to know that. That only Hashem knows. And that a person finds out after 120, when he goes up to Shemayim, and they judge him, and they say to him, listen, we gave you all this money, and we gave you all this good health and good life, and you really didn't have a lot of worries for so many years, and what did you do about it? Did you do more mitzvahs? Did you do more chesed? You didn't. So you didn't utilize it to its fullest. So a person should never be satisfied and happy with the Olam Hazeh that he has for the sake of Olam Hazeh, because all it does is it gives him a greater achrayus, a greater responsibility in what he needs to do to serve Hashem. And that's this Isser. Hisham Alecha, don't take any credit for the Olam Hazeh that you're getting, because the more Olam Hazeh you get, the more responsibility you have. And that is a very, very strong, introspective way to look at things that we have and understand what it means to us to have it, what's incumbent upon us because we have it, and also to look at ourselves in what we don't have and understand that we don't have it, but we could, in Yetz Hashem, be zeichet to it if HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees us efforting to do what the Ratzon Hashem is, then we could be zeichet that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bench us with an easier life in Olam Hazeh. Sorry about that, phone rang. With an easier life in Olam Hazeh, so that we could be zeicha to merit more mitzvahs and finally get the ultimate reward, which is the only reward for Torah mitzvahs, which is in Olam Haba. Everybody should have a great Shabbos.